Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Fraser Smith, WYPR senior news analyst and columnist for the Daily Record. My guest is Brian Sears of the Daily Record. Brian, you've been taking a look, and it's good that you are, because I think people want to know what's really going to happen at the casinos. Are there going to be Maryland and Baltimore jobs there? What's happening?
There's two different conversations going on surrounding the casinos in Baltimore. Right now, there's a lot of focus on the hiring for the actual casino jobs, the dealers, the folks who are going to be doing the service industry jobs. In National Harbor, you have a different conversation because this is a $1 billion project that's just about ready to get off the ground, and we're talking about 2,000 construction jobs. And there's some concern there about wanting to hold MGM and the county accountable for making sure that minority and women and other small business interests, local business interests, get a shot at some of these jobs, which can be fairly lucrative. You know, in Prince George's County, you know, the negotiations that are going on between the county executive and MGM, you know, a lot of this by necessity is done behind closed doors, and so that always generates a certain amount of distrust, people who are concerned about, you know, what's being talked about and who's getting shut out.
Well, the revenue from the casinos has obviously been the driving aspect of all of it. You know, people have sold it basically to the citizenry on the idea that you won't have to pay higher taxes if we have this additional revenue source. But at the same time, they're saying it's a job producer.
Well, that's exactly right. And, you know, and again, we're talking about, you know, 1,700 full and part-time jobs in Baltimore at the Horseshoe facility and 2,000 jobs for construction for the MGM facility in Prince George's County. And then when it's built, another 3,000 full and part-time jobs that are going to be both related to the casino and the hotel interests that are there. I think people are hoping that these will bring jobs that offer some living wages. Well, I got to tell you, I mean, most people understand that most of these service industry jobs, especially related to hotels, they tend to be, you know, not sort of the kind of wages that are middle class wages.
Well, what's the controversy then right now in these two venues?
In Prince George's County specifically, you know, there was a bill that came before the county council that was intended initially to try and hold MGM and the county accountable. Critics now say that the council has watered that bill down to be almost meaningless. It's interesting to point out that the critics of this bill who want accountability are also the same people that were running ads opposing the National Harbor Casino at the time, and now they want to make sure that local contractors and minority business interests actually get these jobs.
Well, that's appropriate, and it's good that there's a bit of oversight, particularly if the council is not following through itself.
Well, you're talking about jurisdictions that also have concerns about, you know, their unemployment rates. They want to make sure that people get access to these jobs. In Baltimore City, for example, over eight, you know, the unemployment rate is over 8%. In Maryland as a whole, it's about 5.6%. So it's significantly higher.
In the city, we know that the rate is even higher than the official number.
Well, that's exactly right, because when we talk about that number, we're only talking about the people that are actually out there still actively looking for work and on the unemployment rolls. There are a larger number of people, you know, beneath of that number who have gotten frustrated and no longer looking for work.
Brian, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
For Brian Sears, I'm Fraser Smith, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.